Before Fred Armstrong left office at the end of 2011, he laughed off the idea that a public official would change their vote after receiving a trinket from a company or organization. Columbus City Attorney Kelly Benjamin, who helped draft the ordinance, agrees with Armstrong, but says the city needs a document outlining what gifts may be pocketed and what might pose conflicts of interest.
You really have very few complaints about it. Even Indianapolis, you know, in a year under half a dozen complaints to them. More of the issues that come before their commission, ethics commission, will be questions, advisory. You know, can we do this? We're not sure under the ordinance if this is allowed, and we just want to make sure.
Benjamin surveyed six cities with similar ordinances, including Indianapolis, Schererville, Carmel, and Avon. Indianapolis Marion County Councilor Brian Mayhern helped devise his council's legislation and says prior to enacting it, it was tough to say what was or wasn't a conflict of interest.
I think there were instances before where some folks thought situations were problems. Other folks, I think, had a difference of opinion. And so I think rather than have a debate about situations that came up, try to establish a policy that there was some consensus around.
Benjamin says her city's rules are still in the draft stage, meaning the Columbus City Council may not vote on them immediately. The current proposal prohibits public officials from receiving single gifts valued at more than $50 or taking more than $250 worth of combined gifts in a calendar year. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.